This is TUEC playing the South Coast's greatest hits. Joining me now is the federal member for Gilmore, the delightful Fiona Phillips. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Bertie, and good morning to all your wonderful listeners.
Now, Fiona, you are a born and bred South Coast local. You obviously hold the constituency dear to your heart. I want to ask you, what are the major issues or challenges you see for the South Coast at the moment?
Well, definitely, obviously, getting through COVID and the recovery and the bushfire recovery, but also health services. If we don't have adequate health services, it's very hard to get on with life. So that means having hospitals that have all the services that people need.
Right. And so we're going to, we've been told that we might expect a surge. It's particularly down here when people from the major cities come down. Are you expecting that? In case numbers?
Look, I think we will see more venues of concern. I've got no doubt about that. I think the most pleasing thing is that people have lined up to be vaccinated. We've got vaccination rates in the Yirrabadalla of just over 95% first dose, and it's up to 79% have now received their second dose. That is magnificent. I know the health district has been working hard to make sure our hospitals are as ready as they can be. People have been doing the right thing, but it is going to be difficult, obviously, as we open up, which we do need to open up, but we also need to keep people safe as well. So that means following the rules, keeping people a distance from people, and, of course, QR coding in as well, really, really important.
Okay, and I heard the Yirrabadalla had the highest rate of vaccination in the country or something along those lines. Is that correct?
It's right up there. It is really high. It's just wonderful. It's going up all the time. It's amazing to see not only people coming forward for vaccination, but everybody that is doing the vaccinations, all the vaccinators, whether they're nurses, GPs, pharmacists, all the health teams around the behind the scenes as well, just amazing with vaccinations and also COVID testing as well.
Yes, well, I'm pretty sure everybody's looking forward to putting this chapter behind us at least, but putting COVID aside for a second, Fiona, I would like to talk to you about some of the other issues facing the region. Now, what in terms of there's a new Yirrabadalla Emergency Operations Centre being built. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, we need a Yirrabadalla Emergency Operations Centre, and what we saw during the bushfires of 2019-2020 was no dedicated Emergency Operations Centre for our RFS, our SES. And what happened was it was operating out of a beautiful community hall, but it just wasn't adequate for all our firefighters and emergency services workers and volunteers. So, look, there's one of those up in the Shoalhaven at West Nowra, so we want to get one of those for the Batemans Bay Maruya area. It was an outcome out of the New South recommendation out of the New South Wales bushfire inquiry. It absolutely needs to happen. I know that Yirrabadalla Council are championing that, and look, it's definitely absolutely what is needed, particularly in preparation for our future fire season.
Fiona, what are some of the benefits a centre like this might have for people in the region? Is it going to give access and information to residents in the area?
Yeah, well, look, it allows a full integration between all your different emergency services, workers and volunteers. And during the 2019-2020 bushfires, we actually had, emergency services workers and volunteers working out of two different locations. And you've really got to have that co-location and everyone working together to have that so that you can support your volunteers, but also to ensure that you can get those messages out, really vital messages out to people as quickly as possible. And full credit, again, to all our RFS firefighters and emergency services volunteers and workers. What they achieved in the conditions that they had was just extraordinary. But it's time to give back and to make sure that people in the Yirrabadalla around the Batemans Bay and Maruya area have that much-needed emergency centre that is so needed.
How good are the RFS, Fiona? Really, because not only in when the bushfire season is here, but I read over the weekend that an RFS crew, rescued a hiker from Pigeon House Mountain, and then they attended a car crash in the same shift.
Yeah, they are amazing, and that's exactly what happens. They are there. It doesn't matter whether it's a rescue, a car accident, a fire. It is, and then they're backing up for training. And look, it happens, obviously, every day of the week, the weekends. It doesn't matter what week it is, whether it's Christmas or a public holiday. They are always there. I talk to so many firefighters, and family members of firefighters as well. It's a big operation, and they are absolutely amazing. As we have seen, and I couldn't be more proud, and I know our communities couldn't be more proud of our local RFS.
And Fiona, now I have to ask you this question because it has been all over the news. Do you have any opinion on Andrew Constance coming in to take you on for the seat of Gilmore?
Well, look, I'm just getting on with what my job is, and that's to represent, support and advocate for people in the whole electorate of Gilmore, and of course that's Batemans Bay, Maruya and Churros Head areas as well. That's what I'll continue to do. Look, I think there's some really, really big issues, particularly where the state member, and quite honestly, the state government, have departed the scene, which I think is really disappointing. When we look at, for example, the new Yurrabadala Hospital, we know that there's going to be less maternity beds, less emergency beds. So people should be asking, where is the state member? Where is the state government? And why aren't the people of Batemans Bay and Maruya getting the level 4 hospital that they deserve? I've had calls from constituents concerned about the Batemans Bay Hospital. Mm. And we know that the Batemans Bay area swells enormously during the holiday season. And of course, with COVID as well, I know that they are trying to dismantle the high dependency ward there. And that's a high dependency ward where people go when they need that critical service. Yes. You just can't take a high dependency ward out of a hospital, a critical hospital like Batemans Bay, and have less high dependency beds at any stage of the time, let alone during COVID. I think the state member and the state government have serious answers.
Yes.
And they should be transparent with people in the community. When I'm getting calls from people in the community saying the state member and the state government are not doing their job and providing the adequate hospital and health services that people so desperately need.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. And I have one more question for you, Fiona. You've been in the job for a few years now. How are you enjoying it?
Well, I think I could term it, it's been one disaster after another. We've had the drought, the bushfires, ongoing bushfire recovery. We've had, many disasters declared, floods, and of course the COVID pandemic. And I really don't think any of us have seen a time like we've all been through. So certainly been a challenge, but I wouldn't have it any other way than being there supporting people through these absolutely horrid, horrific times. And I have the wonderful opportunity to support so many people and help people. And that is just the most amazing feeling to be able to do that.
Well, Australians generally are a resilient lot, and none more so than people on the south coast. So I totally agree with you there. It's been challenging, but I think we'll come out better for it. Fiona, I appreciate you're very busy, so I'm grateful for your time today. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, and have a great day, everyone.
Good on you, Fiona. Bye.